Joining us in studio from the Pregnancy Center of Greater Toledo, Savannah Martin.
Hey,
how are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Good.
Well, what's going on with the Pregnancy Center?
Oh my gosh, so much. We are in a record-breaking year just across the board. God's done incredible, incredible things. We've seen a 10% increase in clients served. So not that this is good news, but nationally, there's just a lot of talk around pregnancy centers are not seeing the clients that they've seen, just the numbers over the years. And kind of nationally, there's this conversation about downtrending numbers, but our pregnancy center here is uptrending. And so, you know, obviously that's not something that, you know, we want to see that get better. But in the midst of that, we see that our center here is not just continuing to maintain our numbers, but seeing more numbers. And we're seeing the most vulnerable when it comes to this issue. We're seeing people who are in desperate need of answers, in desperate need of hope. And so not only are we seeing more clients, we're seeing more of the clients that we want to see. And then on top of that, God's doing miraculous things in these women and their families' lives. We're seeing clients come to Jesus. We're seeing them not only choose life for their children, but they're also choosing, you know, Jesus says, I came to bring life and life abundantly. And so for us, we want them to choose life, but we also want them to have abundant life in every area. And we're seeing these women come out of incredibly dark circumstances, and Jesus is providing that abundant life that he said that he would provide. We're seeing record-breaking numbers of students on campus through Soul Purpose, which is our female Christian student organization. It's University of Toledo's first all-female Christian organization. And then the Haven, which is our after abortion care program, we tripled in numbers from last year. And so God's doing incredible, incredible things.
Exciting. Well, let's look at the national trends. Do you see other numbers that are indicating why numbers are dropping in general? Are people making better choices, or they're making worse choices?
You know, I think it's always important, and you guys probably know this from obviously being in a ministry too, that it's so important that we continue to know the people that we're serving. And I think it's always easy for us to kind of get stuck doing the same things over and over and over again and thinking that that's going to continue to reach, you know, the people who are walking into pregnancy centers 10, 15, 20 years ago. You guys know this because YesFM has such a heart for the youth. Like, these aren't, they're not facing the same problems. They're, you know, life looks completely different for, you know, 20 and unders today than it did 20 years ago. And I think, humbly, I think that pregnancy centers have to understand that that is true. And, you know, the way that we talk to our clients isn't the same. The way that we reach our clients isn't the same. And there are some fantastic centers that we've been able to learn from that have learned how to do that. You know, and from a cultural perspective, unless you live under a rock, it's really easy to tell that this isn't the most popular conversation. And as a nation, we haven't really fully embraced this. And so there are a lot of political attacks on pregnancy centers. There are a lot of legislative, you know, things to help shut down life-affirming ministries. And so we're in an uphill battle, that's for sure. But we know who has the victory.
That's right. And some of the positives, we do know that, like, sexual activity among teens is down.
It is
right?
down.
And that's going to be a positive
impact
on that. Because you're going to have pluses and minuses. I mean, ideally, you'd love to work yourself out of business.
Absolutely.
But in a fallen world, that's not going to happen at the same time. So we need to constantly be there to help those who are in need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here to do. We're here to walk alongside of, you know, anybody that walks through any of our doors, whether it's a woman on campus who doesn't want to live the cultural norm of what campus life looks like and has dreams and goals and wants to know who she is in Christ. We're there for those women. For the women who don't know what they want to do with this pregnancy and are scared and have the odds against them, we're there for those women. And what I love about our ministry and so many like ours is for the women who have made that decision and who have had an abortion, we're there for those women as well. And I think for me, that's really what won me over when I came to this organization, because God is the same for all of those women and he desires to encounter all of them. And the men, I mean, we have a thriving guys program as well.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about more of that.
Yes. So for us, it's so vastly important. They're coming in with their partners and they're obviously a huge part of the equation. Children having good dads is so important. There's so many studies about the effect of not having a good father or an absent father in the home. And so we know that pouring into these guys, and they want to be good dads. Like there's, I feel like there's this myth that these guys don't want to be involved. And that can be true in some cases, but for the most part, if they're showing up, they want to be involved. They just came from homes that didn't have dads and that haven't seen it modeled. And so we have a team of guys that's head up by two guys named Mike and Mike. And they, Mike and Mike have been doing our dad's class for probably 10, 15 years. And they're absolutely incredible. We talked to them about finances, you know, how to relate to a woman, how to love her. We do love and respect with them. We talk about spending time with your kids, quality time, getting down on the floor, like having, you know, wrestling, like spending intentional time with your kiddos and how important it is for them to be. We talk about anger management because a lot of them haven't seen how to deal with stress and anger and anxiety. And that's cool because that's where we get to work in the gospel. We get to tell them that there's a God who loves them and he says that we don't have to be anxious about anything. And so we just love the opportunity to be able to pour into the guys as well.
We're talking to Savannah Martin, the Pregnancy Center. And, you know, and I love that you share this because one of the lies that gets told about pregnancy centers is that you don't care about what happens after the woman chooses the baby. You don't care. You're not caring about women's health and stuff like this from organizations that basically only abort. I mean, you guys do far more than they. It's care not just to say, hey, choose life, but after you've chosen life, we're going to be there for you. We're going to help you as a parent. We're going to help you as a couple. We're going to help you flourish in life.
Absolutely.
And it's the full spectrum that you guys are taking care of.
Yeah. For us, we always say that the hard part for us, like they're the ones that have to make the decision. At the end of the day, they're going to be the only one that's going to stand before the Lord with that decision. They're the only ones that are going to have to live out the implications of that decision. And so, I mean, for us, we're like, look, this is your decision to make. We're going to educate her, empower her. We're going to let her see what's going on inside of her womb. That choice is hers. We know what choices bring life and what choices allow sin and hurt and death and grief to enter in. But our job begins the moment that she makes that decision. And so that lie couldn't be any further from the truth. Mm-hmm. Because for us, I mean, that's really where we're rolling our sleeves up and going, okay, this woman has boldly made a courageous choice and we are going to move heaven and earth to make sure that she can now have abundant life and that the child can have abundant life in all areas. So
if someone needs to get a hold of the Pregnancy Center, either they want to volunteer their time, maybe they're in need of your services, find themselves with an unexpected pregnancy, how can they do so?
Yeah. So first, if you are in need of any of our services, if you're a college student, you have a college student, you just found out you're pregnant, your neighbor just found out they're pregnant, or for individuals who have walked through an abortion and that's just been a hard thing for you, you can go to pregnancycenter.org. And everything else can be found from that place. If you're interested in kind of being on the journey with us as a community, whether you want to volunteer or support us or you want to read more about what we're doing, it's friendsofpregnancycenter.org.
Excellent. Savannah, thanks so much for coming in. It's always good to have
you. Thanks for having me. I love being here.